الرحمن في تفسير كلام المنان أو تفسير كلام المنان في تفسير كلام الرحمن. الآن أبي ور بسايدة أيسر التفاسير في الشيخ الجزائر. And then you go to the Arabic language. And if you learn Ajurumiya. There's some explanations of Ajurumiya like the one for Muhammad Muhyiddin. Which is called At-Tuhfa As-Saniya. And there are other explanations. Good. So you go through it, but with somebody who has that knowledge. And then you go to Usul al-Fiqh. Usul al-Fiqh. How the ulama understand the verse of Quran, the hadith? How did they understand it? How did they make fiqh? How did, for example, how did Imam Bukhari match this hadith in this chapter? How? It wasn't revealed this way. So there must be a fiqh behind that. This is called Usul al-Fiqh. So you learn Usul al-Fiqh. And the beginning of that is Kitab al-Waraqat. Small book called al-Waraqat. For Imam Duwaini. And it has shuruh, explanation. You also take the explanation and read them. And then you go to Aqeedah. And when you come to the field of Aqeedah, you need to begin with Usul al-Thalatha for Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahab. And you take the explanations of it. But again, you start with the simple explanation. For Sheikh Ibn Baz, Sheikh Ibn Qasim, it is very small book. And it brief, you know. And then you can take Sheikh Uthaymeen's one. Because it is advanced. And then you take Al-Usul Sitta for Sheikh محمد بن عبد الوهاب. القواعد الأربعة for Sheikh محمد بن عبد الوهاب too. And these books all have explanations, but you start with the simple ones. And always, if you take for the ulama of our time, you start with the books with the explanations of Sheikh Ibn Baz. Why? Because we get only very simple things. So you can know, you can memorize. And then you go to the explanations of Sheikh Khuzan, which is a little bit wider. And then you go to Sheikh Uthaymeen, which he gives more wider explanation than the first two. Then when you come to fiqh, you need to start first of all with Zad al-Mustaqna, as it is. When you finish reading it with somebody, then you take the explanations of it. Which is, for example, Al-Ghalb al-Murbi'. That is, let's say you take Zad al-Mustaqna and level 1. And we'll take Al-Ghalb al-Murbi', yes, we'll make it in Zad, and level 2 as we come, inshallah, to it. Then you take in Hadith. Hadith. Or let's start with Mustalah. Mustalah al-Hadith, which is the usul of that, the usul of this friend. How can you know this hadith da'if? You see the ulama saying that, but you don't know what it is. Why they say that? Mustalah will make you understand that. For example, you take Nukhbat al-Fikr. And the explanation of it for Ibn Hajar. The book is for Ibn Hajar. Explanation of it also, Ibn Hajar, which is called Nuzhat al-Nabar. And there are many explanations for Nuzhat al-Nabar itself. One of them is for Sheikh Ali Hassan. Very simple. And then you go to لحديث أن يشترط عمدة الأحكام. You go through عمدة الأحكام and then you take the examination of it and the most simple one is تيسير العلام هو الشيخ بسام. And then he go to the seerah, which is very, very, very important for طالب العلم. And even liberal Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala says, لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. You have a good example in the Messenger of Allah. How you know this example? You go through the book of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi and the Sahaba. But you start with the biography of the Prophet ﷺ from books like, for example, Al-Rahiq al-Makhtoum for Imam Mubarak Puri. It gives you briefs and benefits. There are other books like Al-Fusul, Sirat al-Rasul ibn Kathir, and Sirat ibn Hisham, and many books. But you start with this, Al-Rahiq al-Makhtoum. Besides that, you need to read books about the sin Sahaba who have been given the glad tidings of the paradise. Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, Ali, Abu Ubaidah, etc., etc. It gives you a kind of push towards Iman and Ilm. It's, as we say, practical exercising. And also you take some of the seerah of the mothers of the believers, Ummahat al-Mu'mineen. You also take some of the seerah of there. And then you need something in Raqqa'ir, which stops in the heart. You need this. And there are lots. There is a book called Tazkiyat al-Nufus. There is Tahzib al-Nufus. There is Al-Riyad al-Nazira, or Sheikh Sa'di. And the best of them all is Riyad al-Salihin. Riyad al-Salihin was something in your heart. Because it collected the ahadith, the ayat and ahadith that deals with the heart immediately. So this was level 1. Level 2. In Quran, you continue what you have started in level 1. Continue on that. Recitation, perfectly, and memorization. Tafsir, after you finish reading Tafsir ibn Sa'di, and Tafsir ibn Kathir, and Tafsir Jizai, then you go to Tafsir ibn Kathir. And you start with the Mukhtasar of it, the brief, which is for Muhammad Nasib al-Rifa'i. Because Muhammad Nasib al-Rifa'i removed all the stories of Bani Israel and the hadith which are da'if. Not all of them, but he did ishtihad on taking most of them. And it is a very good book. After you read this Mukhtasar for Muhammad Nasib al-Rifa'i, then you take the asal of this book, which is Tafsir ibn Kathir itself. In language now, after you finish Ajurumiyya, you take Alfiyyat ibn Malik. With the Sharh of it, Sharh ibn Aqil. And this will take from you level 2 and level 3. Because it's long. And you need to go through the Shuruh. Alfiyyat ibn Malik. And the Sharh of it for Ibn Aqil. And then you have in Aqidah, after you finish Usul Thalatha, Usul Sitta, Qawa'id Arba, then you take Kashf al-Shubuhat. And there are all sorts of ladies for it. Then you take Kitab al-Tawheed. And now you need to take with it Fath al-Majid. It is a higher level.
And then in fiqh, you need to read in the what they call it fiqh al-muqaran or fiqh al-hadith. Fiqh al-hadith, like bulugh al-maram, for example, bulugh al-maram, or ibn Hajar, Sabul al-Salam, Sulaiman al-Nabawi, and then you have like Rawd al-Nabiyya and other, many other books. But you start with, you start with the end of the Ahkam, now you take the Ahkam for Maqdisi, now you take Bulugh al-Maram for Ibn Hajar, and the explanation of it for Imam Sanaan. And then you take Al-Usul al-Fiqh, you take Al-Mudakkira for Sheikh Imam Muhammad Al-Amir al-Shinqiti, the one of Adwa' al-Bayan, who put Adwa' al-Bayan in Tafsir al-Quran. Not the Shinqiti living today, the Imam of Basri. And then you have in the Hadith, we said that below the Maram and Sursa. In Mustalah, after you finish Nukhbat al-Fikr and the explanations of it, you take Taqrib al-Rawi, Taqrib al-Nawawi. And then in the Seerah, you take Zad al-Ma'am, في هدي خير العباد for Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya. As well as the Seerah of the Sahaba from سير أعلام النبلاء للذهبي. يشتغل سير أعلام النبلاء is big book, 25 volumes. But you start with the Sahaba. Start with the Sahaba. أبو بكر عمر like that. Because it had many other than beside the Sahaba. The third level, which will make you now qualified to look and search and you will continue in the citation of Quran and memorization. Vita, as you said, in all levels, you need to have what we call wird, part of the Quran, whether juzu or two juzu or the like. Every day, from the book, you read from the book, and you need to pray at night. Even if you are a memorizer, you can pray at night from the book, no problem. But you need to keep this word. The Prophet ﷺ, whenever he met his word at night, he used to do it in day. But instead of 11 rak'at, he used to do 12 rak'at. In Aqidah, now after you finish all the basic books, ثلاث أصول أصول الستة قواعد أربع كشف الشبهات كتاب التوحيد now you take العقيدة الواسطية and explanations of it. There is a very similar explanation for محمد خليل هرقاد. You start with that, then you take the explanation which is wider for Sheikh Uthaymeen, and then you take الطحاوية and explanation of it for Ibn Abi al-Izz, and then you also take some other explanations for Tahawiyya, like for Sheikh Fawzan and Abi al-Izz al-Rajihi and the like. And then in Lugha you continue with Alfiyat Ibn Malik, then you take something in a field called Ilmu al-Sarf, علم الصرف, how to take how to take the verbs from the nouns and the like. And then you take علم المعاني, which is in بلاغة, which gives you the beauty of Arabic language. And a few words, they make big meanings. And then you go to the books of poems, like for example, the seven long bones, and then you take the bones of Hassan ibn Malik, Hassan, the soul of the Prophet ﷺ, and then you take the Sahaba's souls and others. This will string to Arabic. And we'll make you understand, because you see, for example, there are poets in Aqidah, like a Safariniya. There are poets in Fiqh, like the one for Sa'di. There are poets in Arabic, like Al-Fiyat ibn Malik. There are poets in Mustalah, like Al-Fiyat al-Shiyut al-Andalus. In Hadith, or in Fiqh, you continue studying the books of Fiqh al-Muqara. You finish from, for example, you go through Mukhtasar al-Bukhari. And just now, Hadith and Fiqh together. You go through Mukhtasar al-Bukhari for Imam Zubaydi. And there's the other one for Imam Albani. And you take Mukhtasar Muslim for Imam Albani and the rest. And then you go to the author of it, Sahih al-Bukhari Muslim. And then you go to Sunan al-Nasa'i. And there are a lot of, yani not a lot of short words, but the best is the Sharh of Sheikh Muhammad Adam al-Athiyubi. And then you go to Mustalah. There you study Al-Ba'ith al-Hadith. And after that you take Al-Fiyat al-Suyuti and the Shuruh of it. And there is a Sheikh for Sheikh Muhammad Adam in two values. This is Sheikh called Sheikh al-Sahih. And there is a bigger Sheikh which might come in around 6 or 8 values, but not yet published. And then you take Al-Fiyat al-Iraqi as well in Mustalah. And Iraq has also Al-Fiyat in Sira. You better also read that in this level. In Sira, you continue that in Ma'ad. You take a Sira Nabawiyyah for Ibn Hisham, as well as you take some biographies of some of the remaining Sahaba which you did not complete, or other ulama from Sira Alam al-Nubala, as well as you said that you take Al-Fiyat al-Iraq in Sira. Also this will that it gives you some more benefits. Usul al-Fiqh, in this level you go to Sharh al-Mumta, Sharh al-Mumta لزاد المستقنع for Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, a very big book. So now you have a wider, and you can take in this level some other books like حاتيك بن عبدين and يعني قرأيك المدونة الفقه المالكي حاتيك بن عبدين الحنفي الرسالة for إمام الشافعي beside غوض المربع for حنابلة. So by that, and you need to be careful, you don't just say يعني for example زاد المستقنع and be in there and become حنبلي شكري حنبلي. No, you just need to know how the ulama took the fiqh. So these are the books which can give you the benefit of that. Then you go and fiqh al-Hanafi, Hajj ibn al-Abdin. You go to fiqh al-Malik, al-Mudawwana. You go to fiqh al-Shafi'i, al-Risala. And so you can have a collection of what we call fiqh al-Muqaran. Now you understand how the ulama took the fiqh from the hadith and ayat, so you can take from there. And the last thing we wanted to say, as we just said, how you can make this ilm beneficial, is to ask Abu Nuwaisulayn. What hadith you hear, not for obligatory worship, but for optional worship, you do. Anas ibn Malik, for example,
said that he saw the Prophet ﷺ one day had some food called Dubba. So he said, I saw the Prophet ﷺ setting Dubba well in the lake and the kitchen. And it means that the Prophet ﷺ used to love Dubba. Ibn Malik, Anas ibn Malik said, I never used to love Dubba until that day. And I never stopped eating it. Is that now from the religion to eat Dubba? No, it's not from the religion. But it is the aspect of the Prophet and to do exactly what he did. Rather, and how to worship Allah, how to pray, how to fast, rather, and how to deal with the other. And look what, how big the trick and humbleness happened today by those who never studied the fear of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or they have never made it to be a material for correcting themselves and the Ummah. Even if they said it go through it, they stop by some places where they made the defect. What is the defect occurred today? Some of them ignored the fear totally. So they did not know how to deal with the matter, with the current affairs. So everybody made them angry, they just go angry. They don't know how the Prophet ﷺ deal with that. You see khuruj, you see takfir, you see this story, you see many things. You see people do not know how to live with the non-Muslims. Why? Because they did not read the seerah. The Prophet ﷺ lived side by side with the kuffar in Mecca, in Medina, lived with the Yahud, the Munafiqeen. But he did not kill them, he did not do anything. He did all good to them. And you all know the boy, the Yahudi, who came into Islam because of the good way the Prophet ﷺ dealt with them and with his father. They also do not, and there is other side, there are, and on the other side there are people who concentrated on seerah. They don't study the aqidah, they don't study the book, they just study the books of seerah and start making for it a material for da'wah. And this makes them end up by corrupting Islam. Sitting in a stadium, having ladies, women and men, women not covering their faces, and he start giving them da'wah, as he says, by the seerah. And he called his way ala khut al-habib. And this is not true. It's not ala khut al-habib. It's not on the steps of the Prophet ﷺ. Because the Prophet ﷺ never did that. When you go to the seerah, you see that the Prophet ﷺ never did that. And himself did not know the hukum of, for example, shaving beard. So he shaved his beard. And he's giving, why? Because all his concern is to go to a book of seerah. Other one brought to the Ummah many, many tips. Many tips on seerah. One in Mu'qa'at al-Jamal. And Shaykh bin Baz stopped it. Why? Because it built up enmity towards some of the Sahaba. Why? Because this man is jahil. He just went to the books of Tariq, history, and checked this incident and brought them to be in a way that we would like to hear. But he ended up hating Amr ibn al-As, ended up hating Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ma'ar ibn Abi Sufyan. Why? Because this man did not know how to deal. You go to the whole ulama, you don't see that they say the same what this man said. Why? Because they learned ilm beside the seerah. This man never learned ilm. And that's why he corrupted
more than benefiting the people. And I shake him in one of his groups, as he called it, Asr Anbiya. And he at the beginning promised that he will only bring the Ahadith Sahiha. He will not bring anything not Sahiha. Wallahi, and it is, and his shapes are there, it's still about it. Many, many, many Ahadith Da'ifa, Ahadith Mangdu'ah. Because no one can bring the history if he says he only takes the Ahadith Sahiha. It is very difficult, very, very difficult. You yourself cannot book a complete scenario of one day, of what he did from the morning until the evening. You cannot do that. You yourself, for yourself, your day, you cannot do that. Because you cannot remember every single moment. You cannot. So how, and that's why you see, for example, Imam Bukhari, the Imam of Hafiz, and his books, for example, his book Sahih is the best book ever written about the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ and the book. He has book called Tariq al-Kabir, Tariq al-Sahih, and there he did not say, all what I bring you is authentic. But in that book Sahih, he said, all I bring you is authentic. Why? Because it is difficult to say, or to bring authentic history. That's difficult, impossible. The scenario would not be as they presented. Because you see these people, when they present the seerah, they present it like a film. With a complete scenario. He came, and he go, he stood, and he said, from where you got this? You cannot get it if he says that only the sahih. He cannot get it. You cannot get that. Ibn Kathir, Alim of Tafsir, Aqidah, Hadith, has books in Tafsir, in Hadith, in Aqidah, but yet, in his book Al-Bidayah al-Nihayah, he did not say, I bring you only the Sahih, because it is difficult. Why? You are only a recorder of what you hear from the people. You come to London, and you ask the people, what do you know of what happened on Tuesday, the 5th of December? One would say this, one would say that, one would say, no one can give you everything. So then you gather, how do you know that which one is honest? How do you know that these people told you exactly what they saw? That is difficult. That is difficult. So that's why we say, and taking the seerah separately from the other ulum, the other knowledge, aqidah, fiqh, Quran, tafsir, etc., will make you fall into a big hole. Like what happened to those people. Qussas. As Imam Ahmad used to, many a'immah used to warn from the Qussas. The Qussas will sit there and give you stories about the Salaf, about this. And you just like, oh, wonderful. But you don't know which is right, which is wrong. You cannot know. But you do not ignore, because some tulab al-ilm concentrated in aqidah. And they ignore the seerah of the Prophet. That is not good also. We have to teach the people the seerah of the Prophet. It is very beautiful. It is the thing that can make them be on the inshallah on the right path. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وإياكم. Any questions regarding the subject? نعم. لا من حديث about the خوارج. Some of them are in Bukhari and Muslim. And some in other books, and some has, some statements sahih, some statements ضعيف. But in general, there are a lot of hadiths called the khawarij. No, not necessarily, not yet. Huh? So what I remember is yeah. Hanajir or Sharaqin. That's your hadith. You can return back to the books of Ibn Battah, Al-Ibana or Sharia Al-Ajurri. They handle this hadith. Allah Akbar.
The Jews and Mashaykh, are they known to us to be Talib al-Ilm or Ulama?
The who?
The Jews and Mashaykh.
The Jordan and Mashaykh? Every Alim is Talib al-Ilm. Every Alim is Talib al-Ilm. Because Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So every Alim is still Talib al-Ilm. No one can say, oh. Because when Musa, alayhi salam, said that he knows nobody knows more than him, because he is the one who gave the revelation. Allah Ta'ala blamed him for that, and he told him, you go to some top place and you will see somebody who is more knowledgeable than you. And it was a khabar. So when he went to a khabar, as you can read in Surah Al-Kahf, you see the examples. Musa was surprised. Why you make a hole in the ship? Why you kill the boy? Why you threaten the rebuild the war? And every time, the Khadr gives him more knowledge than what he used to have. So, every alim is talib al-ilm. But not the opposite. Not every talib al-ilm is alim. And everyone who has knowledge of an issue is alim in that issue. Okay? The مشايخ from Jordan, Sheikh Ali Hakam, Sheikh Khalim, Sheikh Mashhur, Sheikh Muhammad Musa Nasr, they are ulama in what they have. But would you mean ulama that they are similar to Ibn Baz and Albani? No. But they are ulama by the meaning that they have ilm. And they are from kibar tulab al-ilm. From kibar tulab al-ilm. No. I can't hear you. No. Abdul Rahman ibn Hassan, to what I remember. Grandson.
The order that you gave us regarding how to study the books, regarding the hearing of certain things like Mary, the Shaykh of the Quran, etc., and then going to this book, etc. If you try to, is that the order that one should study them in?
This is my experience. Okay, but as I said at the beginning, you first of all need to come to the Sheikh that you are studying with him and say, Sheikh, I want to study this book. If he says yes, then yes. If he says no, then no. He will tell you what book, because what I said is not a revelation. It's my experience. I hear from the ulama. But sometimes, the students in one classroom are not on the same level of understanding. Okay? So, you have to see what the alim or what talib al-ilm whom you are studying with recommend for you best. Allah Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala alihi wa sahbihi.